Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today I'm sharing with you my earnestly contending letter for August 2026. It is titled, No Place for Pain and Suffering. Bill Johnson is the hyper-charismatic pastor of Bethel Church in Redding, California. Bill lives in a, quote, make-believe world that has no basis in sound theology or reality. The motto for Bill's ministry is, quote, on earth as it is in heaven. Bill says, quote, the on earth as it is in heaven must take on literal application if we're to have the effect of salt on the world around us as God intended. It's in his book, The Way of Life, page 32. Again, he says, simply put, there is no sickness. So there is to be none here. There is no torment or sin in heaven, so there is to be none here. End of quote. So says the man who wears glasses, his son is mostly deaf, and his wife died of cancer. Bill, in his head, lives in a world where signs and wonders are normative, where we already live in the kingdom, where apostles are again with us, he being one, and where through one supernatural breakthrough after another, Christians are bringing heaven to earth. Just one problem. None of this is true. Grossly missing in Bill's teaching is a biblical theology of suffering. His is a kingdom now theology that bypasses the way of the cross. Paul wrote 2 Corinthians to refute false apostles who were making inroads into the church at Corinth. These false apostles had a kingdom now theology that berated Paul for his weakness, saying his bodily presence is weak, 2 Corinthians 10:10. In 1 Corinthians 4:8, Paul sarcastically chided the Corinthians, quote, you have reigned as kings without us. And indeed, I could wish that you did reign, that we also might reign with you. Yes, we all want to reign and look forward to kingdom realities. But it's not true yet. Paul, in writing 2 Corinthians, at great length shows that the reality of his apostleship was proven through perseverance and hardship. Yes, the signs and wonders of a true apostle accompanied his ministry, but the very first thing he stressed was that the signs of an apostle were accomplished among you with all perseverance, 2 Corinthians 12:12. This was contrary to the supposed super apostles and their prosperity gospel. Paul discovered the truth that in his weakness, in his sufferings, the power of Christ rested on him. That's why he linked the power of Christ's resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings in Philippians 3:10. It's in suffering that the power of God's grace is uniquely put on display. This is a key missing element in Bill Johnson's theology, and it was totally foreign and counter to the false teachers. They were all about the power, prosperity, outward show, as are the false teachers of our day. The false teachers, in effect, said, show me your swagger, your power, your prosperity. That's the mark of genuineness. Paul, in effect, said, show me your humility, your suffering, your persecution, and perseverance. This is the mark of genuineness. Paul was given a painful thorn in the flesh to keep him humble. And in this he learned that the power of Christ was revealed in his weakness. Power and weakness is like a thread that runs through the whole letter, climaxing right here. This is the high point of the letter. This is a sound rebuff to proud, self-made prosperity gospel teaching false apostles who were all about their own eloquence, their own power, and their own appearance. Paul came to where he took pleasure in infirmities, weaknesses, frailties, in reproaches, insults, in needs, hardship, privation, in persecutions, abusement, mistreatment, in distresses, pressures, duresses. 2 Corinthians 12:10. Paul's opponents were not impressed with this resume of weakness. 10:10. They considered such experiences to be evidence that God was not with him. Yet Paul, in effect, says that they missed the point. It's all about the sufficiency of God, which is demonstrated in and through human weakness. For when I am weak, then I am strong. 12:10. For Paul, it was all about the inward man. As he said, Though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day, 2 Corinthians 4:16. James says to count it all joy when we fall into various trials, because God uses these things to build us. Peter tells those who suffer according to the will of God to commit their souls to God in doing good as to a faithful Creator. This is very hard to reconcile with Radical Kingdom Now teaching. It's foreign to the emphasis of Bill Johnson's teaching, but it's very biblical. Thought. Revelation 21:4 says that in eternity there will be no more tears, death, sorrow, crying, or pain, for the former things will have passed away. But that will be former. That which will be former in eternity is still now present. To claim otherwise is indicative of false teachers and false apostles who wrongly divide the word of truth. This is Pastor Dwight J. Oswald earnestly contending.